Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Congressman Anthony D'Esposito. Congressman, thank you so much for joining me again.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
You've had a busy few days, to say the least. The last time we spoke with you, you visited Columbia. You're just coming off of visiting Columbia yesterday. You spoke in front of the students. You went with fellow Republican lawmakers, including Speaker Mike Johnson. Can you talk to us about your experience a bit?
Sure. So prior to the press conference that we had, we actually had a few moments to sit down and have a conversation with the president of the university. It was very brief, but it wasn't one that I left with much hope. You know, she talked about conversations that she's had with students that are in the quad and part of the encampments, and that they're trying to create this mutual respect where she takes their word for it that they're going to leave at a certain time and not create a hostile environment for the Jewish students. I mean, it was just talking about pandering and placating to the individuals who are putting fear into students. Was just overwhelming. She talked about some security measures that they've taken, where they've added more security to the quad and to the area where the encampments are. And one of the things I mentioned to her was, well, you're not making the university or the campus safer. You're only keeping the protesters and those spewing violence and hatred. Those are the individuals that you're actually keeping safer. So I didn't really leave there with a positive outlook on her leadership. And then myself, Speaker Johnson, Congressman Lawler, and Congresswoman Maliotakis from New York, and of course, Chairwoman of the Education and Workforce Committee, Chairwoman Fox. We conducted a press conference. We walked outside, outside of the steps of the library, where we were met with chants of "From the River to the Sea, Palestine Will Be Free," chants of "Death to America, Death to Israel." Lots of boos and. You know, it was very telling of the situation at the university, because there were hundreds, if not more, of students, both protesters and Jewish students, who actually were there to hear what their elected representatives from across this country had to say, and some of them were unable to get that message because of those who wanted to make it about them and less about the situation. So that was disappointing. And you know, just earlier that day, Hamas, you know, the terrorist organization that was responsible for the barbaric attacks on Israel on October 7th, actually endorsed the protesters at Columbia University. So if that doesn't tell us what the message that's being delivered from many of these protesters on campus, I'm not sure what does. So I made it very clear to the students that those of them that are protesting, and not just protesting, obviously they have the right to protest, the freedom of speech, but those of the ones that are calling for death to America, the ones who are putting fear into the Jewish students that are assaulting them, accosting them, spitting on them. I mean, we heard stories from students that it was disgusting. And those that are committing violent acts, they are part of the problem. If when you are being endorsed and the steps that you're taking, the actions that you're taking are being endorsed by a terrorist organization, you yourself are acting like a terrorist.
And you said that yesterday during your remarks. You called those types of protesters out. You called them part of the problem. You were met with boos. Speaker Mike Johnson, during his speech at some points, was met with boos as well. Were any students there happy to see you, happy to see elected officials and Republicans too?
Absolutely. I mean, prior to meeting with the president and heading over to the university, we had lunch with some Jewish students at the Chabad right around the corner from the university. And we walked into, you know, a loud round of applause and cheers, and Speaker Johnson spoke to them at their Pesach table. And to me, it was a beautiful moment. It was an opportunity for these young students who, again, you know, we were in New York, but they're not all New Yorkers. They're from all around the world. And they got to see and hear from, you know, the third most powerful elected official in the United States of America was sitting at their Passover table telling them not to worry, not to back down, because there are elected officials around this country that have your back and will continue fighting to make sure that you're kept safe. I mean, I think that's a beautiful message, not only during Passover, but you know, any time of year.
I do want to get back to your conversation with President Shafiq. A few days ago, you told me on this program that you called for her resignation. You called for her resignation during your speech yesterday. Did you tell her to her face that she should resign?
Absolutely. We had a brief conversation where we gave her the opportunity to talk about steps that she was taking. And I mean, all of us made it very clear that, you know, you can't rationalize with irrational people. You can't negotiate with individuals that are looking to cause people harm. You're the president of one of the most renowned universities in the world. Act like a leader. Tell the kids to go back to school, pack up their crap that's in the quad, and get back to actual learning. I mean, as I looked out on that crowd yesterday, and I think I mentioned it to a few other news outlets, if I was a parent or a guardian spending $93,000 a year to have my kid go to school and run around with a bandana or a t-shirt on that says, you know, I'm for Hamas and I am Hezbollah and chanting hatred to America, I would be pretty angry that I'm wasting that $93,000 a year.
And just to be clear, you saw this on the actual campus, pro-Hezbollah, pro-Hamas, garb, and Death to America chants on Columbia's campus?
Absolutely.
And when you said to the president's face, you should resign, was she receptive to the idea? What was her response?
She, you know, the answer that she gave was that she was kind of thrown into this, and that this has been a systemic issue facing this university for a long time. And I guess it has come to a head following the attacks on October 7th. But I mean, the way that that I look at it is, you know, you're put in a situation to be a leader, whether the situation that was there before or after. You have to make tough decisions. I mean, I think that was a perfect example was last Saturday. You know, Speaker Johnson was put into this position to be Speaker of the House, 56th Speaker of the House, after, for the first time in our nation's history, we vacated the Speaker of the House. Well, I shouldn't say we, you know, 8 Republicans and every single Democrat vacated the Speaker of the House. And he's been thrown into probably some of the most chaotic times that we've seen. I mean, Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed this weekend in a few newspapers and said that he's been thrown into perhaps one of the most toughest situations of a Speaker of the House since the Civil War. But he's a leader. And I think last Saturday showed exactly the leadership that we need, that you can't listen to the far fringes of the parties, and you have to do what's best for America at the right time. And that's exactly what Speaker Johnson did. And quite frankly, the president of Columbia should take some notice from the Speaker of the House and start acting like a leader and not acting like the friend of the protesters in the quad.
This was your second visit in the span of a few days to Columbia. Did the temperament of the encampment change this visit around?
So the first time that I went to Columbia on Monday, I didn't actually enter into the university. We were right outside the gates of the university. So this was the first time I was on campus in the buildings and within an earshot of the encampment.
Okay, and I do now want to get your reaction to a tweet that called you out by name from a fellow New York member of Congress, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She tweeted a video including some of Speaker Mike Johnson's remarks on Columbia's campus. You can be seen in the video right beside him, and she wrote this, quote, "Several here, like Reps Lawler and D'Esposito, are vulnerable New York Republicans in tight seats. They have played a key role drumming up pressure to crack down on students and asymmetrically police Palestinian human rights speech. Those campus hearings, GOP-led, they need to lose." What's your response to her?
My response is I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to continue to fight, and I'm going to continue to do what I think is the right thing. I represent one of the, probably if not one of the biggest Jewish population of any congressional district in the country. The individuals that I was elected to represent, my district, you know, my phones are ringing off the hook, and I'm getting tons of emails in support of the work that I'm doing, the the support that I'm giving Israel, my vote to make sure that they have aid, and not just aid for Israel, but the package in general for Ukraine, for the Indo-Pacific. So, you know, I think AOC should focus more on her far left progressive agenda, the one that is creating the anti-Israel, anti-America, anti-law and order New York City that we're seeing, and let the adults focus on actual governing.
Your colleague, Congressman Jamal Bowman, called Speaker Mike Johnson's visit a, quote, attempt to silence anti-war and pro-Palestinian sentiment. What's your reaction to that?
It's completely ridiculous. You know, Jamal Bowman, you know, he is another one that sits with the squad and continues to spew anti-Israel, anti-America hatred. Yesterday was absolutely the complete opposite of trying to hinder people's speech. Yesterday was about telling people that their speech shouldn't equate and become violence, and they shouldn't make other students feel threatened and intimidated and not want to come to school. There's a fine line between your freedom of speech and your constitutional right and harassment and assault. There's a fine line between that, and Jamal Bowman doesn't know the difference.
Even Speaker Mike Johnson made a joke about free speech when he was getting booed during his remarks yesterday. What is the resolution here? When you talked to President Shafiq, when you visited campus, is there any sense of any type of solution that they're coming to right now?
Well, I think the solution needs to be that the president resigns immediately, and that the Board of Trustees at Columbia find a qualified leader with a backbone that is willing to stand up to these progressive, hate-spewing individuals who, quite frankly, listen, I spoke to a lot of the students on both sides of this argument, and some were very well educated and they were passionate about their beliefs, and others didn't even know why they were protesting. They were just there because, you know, apparently it seemed like the cool thing to do. So I think that we need leadership at the university that's actually going to have a backbone, that's going to be a leader, that's going to make decisions that are in the best interest of all the students. You are a place of education. Students are supposed to be educated. That's what they're there for. That's what their parents and their guardians are paying over $90,000 a year for, and that should be her focus. The second focus should be to keep those students safe. I mean, a part of our meeting, she had lauded the fact that, you know, we haven't had the NYPD on our campus in over 50 years. This was the first time. Well, perhaps there should be a little bit more law and order on the campus, and we wouldn't be dealing with the situation that we're dealing with now.
Congressman, I know you have a law enforcement background. Have you been in touch with the NYPD? What has their reaction been? Are they planning to go to Columbia again?
They are. I speak to the NYPD every single day. They are continuing to do all they can to keep New Yorkers and visitors safe and keep students safe. And, you know, it's a private university. They will wait for the will of the schools that are being impacted in New York City. And they are going to continue to do the right thing each and every day with the resources that they have. And I will tell you, when this is all over, there should be a serious conversation between the NYPD and the city of New York and these universities. And they should be footing the bill that's costing hardworking New Yorkers every single day tons of money to make sure that our streets are safe.
Congressman, and I'll leave you with this. We're seeing more encampments popping up nationwide. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's organized. I mean, you look at it doesn't take a highly decorated New York City detective to look at that encampment and realize this may be organized when every single tent or 99% of the tents are the exact same ones. They're being delivered by someone. This whole scene is being organized. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, as they get more Twitter followers, as they get more TikTok likes, this will continue until we start seeing real leadership on these college campuses that are going to have a backbone and make decisions on the best interest of the institution and the students.
Congressman D'Esposito, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate the conversation.
Thanks so much.